We'll call to order the Petersburg Borough Assembly meeting, a special meeting regarding COVID-19. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mark? Jeff?
Hang on, Mark is excused. If he doesn't make it in, he's fishing, but he's planning to call in, and if he does, I'll make sure it is noted for those listening at home.
Thank you.
Yep.
Jeff?
Yes.
Brandy?
Here.
Jay?
Here.
Chelsea?
Here.
Taylor?
Here.
Bob?
Here.
Thank you.
Awesome. That brings us right down to persons to be heard related to the agenda. If any of the members here would like to speak to this agenda item, please come forward to the podium and state your name and who you represent. And as everyone is given, 5 minutes to speak if you so choose. Would anybody care to? This is the point, though.
This
so.
Is.
Oh.
Oh.
Kate, was there anything you wanted to speak to regarding it?
Yeah, Jay, we can't really hear what that person is saying.
It's all right, Jeff. They're not at the microphone yet. They were just, yeah.
Sorry.
For those of you listening on the phone, Clerk Thompson's passing out some agendas to the three people in the audience.
I can read some comments.
Please do.
Okay.
The clerk will now be reading comments into the record. Thank you, Clerk Thompson.
You bet.
Can you tell us who's in the audience?
For the second time, it is Dan and Mallory Sloan and Kate Kowalski. The clerk is now going to read stuff.
Thank you.
Okay, so first, I guess I should, Joe Vicknicki asked me to remind the mayor and assembly in this time of telephonic emergency meetings, please mute your phone when not speaking, establish a good phone connection and reception as possible, and please speak loudly and clearly for the public to be able to hear all meeting participants. Thank you. Okay, now, persons to be heard. This is from Ruth Johnson. To Petersburg Borough Assembly, everyone here is aware of the risks they are taking every day by leaving their home, whether that risk be disease, car crash, icy sidewalk, or lightning strike. Our lives are our own to lead. At any given moment, the people you are encountering can and do have illnesses that could be passed along to you. Anyone who is afraid of getting or giving an illness can make their own choice based on their own risk assessment to stay home and away from people that may pass along germs. It is not the borough's place to make that risk assessment for me or anyone else in this community. I reject the Assembly's presumed authority to infringe on my First Amendment rights as well as my freedom to travel. Ruth Johnson. And now we have a comment from Devin Johnson. Petersburg Assembly, I'd like to comment on 3.72.060A1. We live in a place with the luxury of open space and fresh air. I am in full support of taking precautionary steps, but I believe a curfew this strict would be more damage than good. We need our mental health, fresh air, and the freedom to roam is a large component to that. Families should be able to play outside. Parents should be able to load up their kids and drive out the road. And individuals should be able to go on a walk or boat ride if that's what they need. Keep families separate. Don't allow gatherings. Shut down businesses. But don't take away our freedom to get outside. This is a stressful time, and staying active and getting outdoors is a great way to keep our sanity. Please consider rewriting the curfew ordinance to allow for individuals and families to enjoy the outdoors. Thank you for your time, Devin Johnson. This is a comment from Sarah Wright. Petersburg Borough Assembly, I would like to comment on the proposed amendment of Ordinance Number 2020-08, Chapter 3.72.060. I fully support the efforts and precautions in place to protect our vulnerable community members, but I do not support the proposed curfew. Confining Petersburg residents to their property, houses, and apartments under a curfew will be detrimental to their health. The community is taking this seriously. We are taking precautions. Our community needs to be outdoors, walking trails and logging roads, fishing, foraging, and boating. The community of Petersburg is fortunate to have access to the outdoors and nature. It's why we choose to live here. This is a stressful time for all, and we need the ability to be outside for our mental and physical health. I ask that the ordinance be amended to allow for the freedom to be outdoors if a curfew is ever imposed. Sincerely, Sarah Wright.
Do you want me to read one, Debbie, for you?
That's okay. I have one left. Thank you. Okay, and this is comments from Jim Floyd, the general manager of Hammer and Wecon Incorporated. My name is Jim Floyd. I am the general manager of Hammer and Wecon. I would like to start by saying that we have taken many steps to help ensure the safety of our employees and limit exposure to our customers. We are doing cleaning, good hygiene, keeping hydrated, getting plenty of sleep, and encouraging social distancing. We also make sure that those that have traveled to stay away from work, and if they have symptoms, to not come to work. I have enacted additional pay during this time. We have started staggering shifts for some that feel they are at risk. We can limit their exposure by putting them on night shift where they don't interact with the public and can keep distance from other workers. I have closed the business office to the public to maintain us being able to keep our bills paid, goods flowing to the stores, and payroll. We have strongly encouraged delivery for the elderly and those that are most at risk. I have added additional resources to meet the higher demand by posting for temporary employment and utilizing additional transportation. What I have been doing is trying to stop the panic that has happened in the lower 48 of wiping the shelves. I am asking that consumers self-regulate their behavior by keeping a social distance and limiting the trips to the grocery store. We are a service department and not a policing department. What I strongly discourage is trying to stop the freedom of the consumer to come into the store. This is counterproductive and will cause a shortage to the masses. It will cause many people to race to the store and wipe the shelves. Then we won't have food until we are replenished, which I have stated before takes 10 days. We do get 2 shipments a week, but the other is already on the water when we receive our load, and we can't react. Groceries, heating, plumbing, and electrical are all essential supplies. We need to be careful about limiting our access to those. I understand the need to limit exposure. We just need to keep a level head and be reasonable. Our current supply chain has been able to keep us in stock with few exceptions, and I am assured it will continue. Jim Floyd.
Thank you, Clerk Thompson. I'll re-throw that open. Would either of the other community members care to speak to the issue at hand?
You have to go to the...
If so, please come forward to the podium and state your name.
Sorry.
Come on. Sorry, Dan. Come on up. Thank you.
I just want to kind of clarify exactly
I apologize for the formality, but could you state your name just for the record and those listening at home?
Oh, I'm formerly Dan Sloan.
Thank you, Dan.
Not formerly.
Formerly. Please proceed. You have 5 minutes.
I'm just kind of asking, this meeting has nothing to actually do with closing anything, right?
No.
Correct.
And so maybe some of this stuff is premature. I assume that we would have a meeting that the community would know about if that were going to be the case?
Most likely, yes, I would say to that. We'll speak to it more during the discussion period, but our incident commander is Carl Hagerman, and we'll be working in conjunction with the mayor, Sandy Dixon, all applicable parties. If anything mentioned in this ordinance were to come into play, it would be vetted through those people thoroughly, to say the least.
So there might not be a meeting for the community to actually discuss this?
Clerk Thompson, can you respond to that for me?
Well, so...
I apologize that I can't vote it myself.
If this ordinance is adopted as it's written, it gives permissions to the manager, the incident commander, and/or the assembly to put these emergency provisions in place if needed. It doesn't necessarily say that we need to have an open meeting of the town before that happens. If they put these, in my mind anyway, if any of these precautions are activated, it's going to be because we're in a true emergency and we need to do so. This emergency ordinance is only good for 60 days, and it can be repealed prior to the 60 days by resolution of the assembly if they choose to do that. This does not make it a permanent ordinance. That isn't to say that there may not be a permanent ordinance introduced at the next meeting, which will take three readings to adopt, to make it permanent. And so then there will be three assembly meetings where the public can come in and make comment if that is brought forward.
Okay.
Does that clarify a bit for you, Dan?
Yeah.
It's only to put a set of rules in place, and you may have to use sometime later, and it could be for other things, you know, whether it be a, you know, let's say we had a some kind of an earthquake or something that could be dealt with in that manner too, you know. So it wouldn't just cover this situation, could cover other situations also.
Yes.
But it's for that purpose. It's hard to say, I think we're all here hesitating, it's hard to say what might happen for us to put something like that in place. This thing is a moving target. It's not something any one of us want to do, but we're all definitely watching it, you know, here. And it's something to make us all pause and think here for a long time before we would do something like that.
Absolutely.
Well, I guess that's my concern, is that if it got done by five people saying this is what we're going to do, you know.
We're having a really hard time hearing who is speaking.
Thank you for that, Jeff. Can you try to speak up a bit, Dan?
Yeah, sorry.
It is difficult, sorry.
I'm just trying to see exactly how it's going to be handled. I mean, like I was saying, you know, if there are, say, for example, five people that get together in a room and go, this is what we're doing, and screw everybody, I would hope that there would be some input taken. I guess that's my comment.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Dan. All right. Bear with me here. I'm just plugging in my device. With that, it brings us to the new business. Ordinance number 2020-08, an emergency ordinance amending Borough Code Chapter 3.72 to provide for civil emergency procedures. I'll read the little bottom part here. Emergency ordinance number 2020-08, if adopted, will provide for civil emergency provisions to be put into place in the event of a civil emergency. This emergency ordinance will be effective immediately upon adoption, takes one reading only, and will continue in effect for 60 days unless sooner repealed. This was brought forward by Mayor Jensen, correct, Clerk Thompson?
Correct.
In that case, I would entertain a motion to approve.
So move.
Second.
It's been moved by Member Lynn and seconded by Member Norheim. Discussion. Let's see. It's a little tricky with all the different voices calling in, so if we stumble over each other, it's going to have to be okay.
Maybe hit them first so we're not.
Sounds good.
Why don't you call him out?
Yeah, with permission from the Assembly, I'm going to go down the line as if we were sitting here in person. So, Member Mucci, I'll start with you because you are ordinarily on the far left.
I'm just hanging out, just trying to respond. I'll wait for everybody else.
I just got through the what's going on?
Yeah, one second, Mayor Jensen. For those listening at home, Mayor Jensen has called in. And actually, we just started the discussion topic on your ordinance. And since you're the person who brought it forward, if you'd like to lead out, that would be great.
Okay. I think it's important that we pass this ordinance. Maybe there will be a couple of amendments from the Assembly. But I think we need to have a quicker time frame to react to this COVID-19 situation, since it's changing not only by the day, but by the hour. So those are my 2 cents. That's my comment, Mr. Chair, and I'm sorry I'm late.
No apology necessary. I know you're working right now. Let's see, that would put me on Member Tremblay.
Yeah, so I understand the... could everyone be on mute? Because I'm getting feedback. Okay, that's better. Thank you. I understand the concerns people have about the ordinance, and I do want to clarify that what this is does not automatically... There's a lot of different measures talked about in the ordinance. That doesn't mean that those are going to be enacted when we vote for this. It just means that we are giving the incident commander the ability to respond quickly, because it does take, for us, it's required within this now an 8-hour notice of a meeting. And because it is such a volatile situation and we are trying to act with the public's health in mind, giving the authority to the incident commander is a really important step. And we do, like, you want to be doing this with the public. We understand that things are changing rapidly. But I just wanted to get the importance of this across. We have this is very valuable time. Every little bit counts. Controlling our own individual behavior right now is an amazing power, and I'm hoping everybody is taking it responsibly. And so I'm excited. I'm glad we're voting for this, and that we can head into the weekend knowing that we're ready to, you know, take on the next week and do what we have to do. And I'm sure there will be questions from the public about this ordinance and what we intend to do. We have those questions ourselves. We are all here learning how to react to this. You know, I keep joking, this is not part of newly elected officer training. We're all just here doing our best. So I'm grateful to the public, and I'm so overwhelmingly grateful. There is the local emergency response committee meeting. I was able to listen to that. It's now posted to the website, to the borough's website. So people are able to take in that information if they're wondering how many. It's amazing how many people are hard at work on this, and it really is a team, and we're bringing together data and going to be taking action. And so I'm looking forward to hearing what other assembly members have to say about the ordinance as it's written. I'm curious if anyone does have any amendments, but we just, like, for me, passing this today is a priority to recognize the intensity of the situation right now.
Thank you, Member Tremblay. I'm going to be following down the line. That would bring us to you, Member Morrell.
So I feel pretty much the same as Member Tremblay. I think that it is the responsible thing to do to adopt this. I hope that we don't have to implement anything. I think that everyone around the community has been responsible for the most part and distancing themselves and doing what we need to do. And like she said, this doesn't mean that we're going to implement any of this, or, you know, the incident commander. It just gives us the ability to respond quickly if need be. So that's where I sit on it.
Thank you, Member Morrell. Member Norheim.
Basically the same as everybody else. I really don't like this. And along with what Chelsea said, this was definitely not a part of the training that we did, and I figured the hard choices we'd be making had more to do with financial stuff in the borough, not trying to, or more likely going to pass something that I see as tyrannical, but it kind of needs to be done. I just don't. I have one clarifier and one change, totally minor.
Please.
But you know, we'll get to that when we get to that point. And I'm afraid I'm going to have to vote for this, and I hope we don't use any of it.
Well, since we're at that point, though, what clarifier were you looking for, member?
In 372060, it was A9.
Can you repeat that again, Member Norheim? I apologize, I missed the first part of it.
372060. It's under imposition of orders during period of emergency, and it was number 9.
Yes, sir.
Cancel any non-essential meeting of any board or commission of the borough. And I feel the answer is yes, this is just borough boards and commissions, but I wanted to make sure that that was borough boards and commissions and not other people's boards and commissions.
Absolutely. I'm going to defer to the clerk since you're working with Attorney Heideman on this. I'm assuming that's correct.
That's how I originally read it, was borough boards and commissions, but that, you know, what about the school board? I would think that would be included, even though it's not really our board and commission. I mean, I guess it is. It's on the ballot.
Yeah.
I would think, yes, I think it's talking about borough boards and commissions, but I can clarify that with the attorney or put in language to make it more clear.
Okay, I just don't like the idea of being able to, you know, step into somebody else's board and commission.
Okay.
And 1 second.
I read that as, interjecting, just, I read that as the borough language to me does mean that those are our jurisdiction ones. We have no, you know, we do, this is still, freedom of assembly is still a thing, even if we're asking everyone to please have the distance. So, but of the borough is the key term there.
Right, and that's just what I wanted to clarify. I didn't want to be.
I agree.
And the other one was some minor thing I had was in that same column, A3.
A3.
Prohibit gatherings of persons in excess of a specified number. And I view that if you changed it to just physical gatherings, because technically you could have a gathering online.
Like we are now, so to speak.
Yes. And that would kind of fall under that. So if you just change it to prohibit physical gatherings of persons in excess of a specified number.
Quick pause in the action. Clerk Thompson, do we need to do that as a formal amendment right
yes,
there?
Yes, please. If
okay,
you would
sorry.
Make a...
No, not a problem.
No, it's all good. Yeah, because I think that's a great idea.
I would entertain that amendment.
So I would like to amend 3.72.060 A3 to be changed to prohibit physical gatherings of persons in excess of specified number.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion on the amendment?
Anybody,
yeah, chime in any of you guys want to, or if you're good, we're good. Okay, I'll have the clerk call the roll on the amendment.
Bob?
Yes.
Brandy?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Taylor?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Chelsea?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, that amendment passes unanimously. Now we're back to the... main motion. Was there anything else you wanted to go with, Member Norheim, before I kicked down the line?
No, just that makes me feel a little bit better.
I appreciate your contributions on that one. Member Lynn.
I want to go back to something first that
yeah, not a problem.
Member Norheim talked about. We're also talking about the hospital as part of that, since that is a borough.
Yes, that's correct.
And there are times, I believe, when that hospital... I think we need to define as part of this, and I don't want to do it today, but I think we're going to need to define because the hospital does need to meet, you know, as part of an incident command or as part of some other part. So we may want to take a look at that somewhere down the road here.
Which I would consider essential, and this that really only says cancel any non-essential meetings. So to me, the hospital one would be essential. An assembly meeting like this would be essential.
Okay, I can go with that. I just don't want to
sure.
You know, wipe that glue out. And then a procedural question just for everybody. So once we pass, if we pass this, then it goes into effect, as you said, for 90 days.
60.
Is it your 60 days?
60 days.
Is it your intent then to start this through the process of a formal ordinance?
If I am directed to by an assembly member, yes.
Thank you.
Any other comments regarding the ordinance itself, Member Lynn?
No, I think it's necessary to put into place, not just for this, but for any other types of emergencies, whether it be earthquakes or other types of things too. Oil spills, what have you, that we may need to deal with at some time. So I think we need to do something like this. I do have some concerns of the question that was asked by the audience out here about the for the purpose, the people that just joined in, for the they asked the question essentially is can we affect, put a curfew in place or do something else without having any kind of public input? And I thought that was a very valid question.
Absolutely.
And it's one that I'm not sure any of us right now has the answer to. But I think it's one we need to put in the hopper to think about a little bit. And that's all I have to say.
Agreed.
Can I chime in?
We'll come back to you in a minute, Member Tremblay. I'll grab you just in a second. Thanks. I'll give a couple points on it here real quick. My sincere hope is that we won't need to implement any of the things outlined in this ordinance. I agree with pretty much everything the people in the letters wrote. I want us all to be going about our business as normal as possible right now. I thought the general manager of Hammer and Wecon spoke very well in his letter that people have been, by and large, extremely respectful of social distancing, extremely patient, the people at the store, extremely patient with one another. Not impulse hoarding. You know, simply put, from what I've seen in the community is that we all have this understanding that we are in this together no matter what. We're the community of Petersburg and we're gonna face whatever's coming. We're all gonna do our best. Again, it is my sincere hope that none of the restrictions allowed in this ordinance will ever be necessary. And more of a side note to that is, the governor may be issuing newer orders at any moment that could that go beyond some of those. You know, this is a very fluid situation. And again, I hope that's not the case also. I think by taking proper precautions, we can avoid some of the situations that have come out down south. Just a couple of quick examples would be, if you're coming home, getting off the plane, go home. Have someone else have your groceries delivered. There's lots of ways that we can avoid having severe negative outcomes here. One other comment on that is, because I agree with what community member Sloan said in terms of decisions made on the fly. I'll speak directly to you since you're sitting here, I guess, is Carl Hagerman is our incident commander and the people at the hospital, more or less the borough leadership around this. They're pretty much never off the clock at this point when it boils down to it. And anything that does come down the pike will not be done impulsively or lightly. Carl and Sandy are tirelessly working together, and they are deliberate, thoughtful, and intelligent people who are trying their best. I don't mean to speak for either of them, so either Sandy or Carl, please cut me off if I'm out of line. I imagine they don't want to see these things implemented either, because if they are, it means something has gone pretty sideways in terms of the COVID outbreak here on the island. And I'll be voting for this as a precautionary measure in hopes that we don't have to use any of them. Member Tremblay, you were waiting patiently. Go ahead.
Yeah, so as I was waiting patiently, I got a text from a community member about a health alert from the state of Alaska. Is that okay to read out loud right now? Or the gist of it?
Sure, give the gist of it right now.
Yeah, so the state of Alaska and the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services acknowledge the importance of suspending all non-essential travel across the Alaska border, as well as minimizing interstate travel to avoid introducing new COVID-19 cases into Alaska from out of state and slow the spread of the virus in state. So it is a health alert issuing the strong advisory that all Alaskans cease non-essential travel out of state, personal business and medical travel as of now. And so I know that will be on KFSK here shortly, but speaking of, you know, we can't even have a special emergency meeting without a ordinance from an alert from the state of Alaska happening right now. I wanted to speak to, I'm so very grateful for this meeting and for everyone that's on it. I am less comfortable with a considering a permanent emergency advisory right or emergency ordinance right now.
Member Tremblay, and that part is not relevant to this current ordinance right now. I'd ask you to
Exactly. So I just wanted to state that, though, for the record, for people who are feeling uncomfortable with us passing it at all. Personally, I wouldn't. That would be a different conversation. But we are in a state in the next week or so of, we have a chance right now to have an intervention point with our current trajectory. If we adopt voluntarily ourselves a shelter in place, extremely reduced contact with each other, you know, the stay-at-home model right now, we have a really, really strong potential of making it through without any of the worst-case scenarios. And I know that that's everybody's goal. We all want to do that without any government telling us what to do. And that does mean mass sheltering in place and following the guidelines of person-to-person interaction. And I did also want to speak to what we heard from the grocery store, because I see that as a real critical infrastructure point that I'm worried about the workers there. They're getting travelers there, seeing
Member
them.
Member Tremblay, I ask you to keep it on point to the ordinance, please.
I hope we don't have to take any measures from the borough standpoint. But we do have between March 24th to 29th to have an intervention point. And I hope that happens on a voluntary basis and that none of what is in this ordinance has to be implemented from us.
Thank you, Member Tremblay. Member Mucci, did you want to chime back in since you punted the first time?
Hey, I appreciate what's going on here. You know, I was a little disappointed that we are meeting as a group in town. You know, we've been telling people not to kind of get in a group. But, you know, I've heard a lot from people who don't want to make sure that we're preventing people from being outside and, you know, taking care of themselves with the mental health issues and just getting, you know, getting outside. I'm not quite sure how this is all going to go, but, you know, I think we're doing the best we can. But I think it's a little, interesting, and I'm not quite comfortable with the whole fact that we have a room full of assembly members and visitors, you know, speaking up, because most of us are trying to, if not, you know, taking care of ourselves locally here, then, you know, we can't be doing a good example for the community by having a meeting like this with folks involved.
Topic to the ordinance, Member Mucci.
Yep, thank you.
And just for those listening at home, good social distancing is being practiced, and with now the six of us here in the room, we're following that. You're about to speak, Clerk Thompson.
Thank you.
Of course.
I just wanted also to say that the borough may not close the doors to the public. I have put signs on the doors strongly encouraging the public to email comments to the assembly. I will read comments aloud at meetings when we receive emails, because we are strongly encouraging people not to attend in person. I don't have a choice. I will be here in person, but really I am the only person that needs to be here in person. Thank you.
Thank you, Clerk Thompson. Would any of the other...
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, proceed.
You know, we all have a choice. I would not want Debbie to be coming to the borough and being in the, taking care of our issues that we have, but we all have a choice here, and I think if Debbie feels that she isn't safe at work and there are issues, you know, with the public, I mean, we all have a choice here, and I think we need to, you know, just kind of sort it all out and, you know, react to it what we think is best for ourselves and the community.
Thank you, Member Mucci, and I will remind all assembly members this topic is about the, I'd like comments to be directed towards the ordinance itself. Thank you for your patience, Member Norheim.
I was just wondering if maybe we should have a comment period after the ordinance so we can pass this and then people can say what they want.
Technically, this is a special meeting. We could...
It doesn't matter.
We can suspend the rules on that. That works.
Okay.
Clerk, call the roll.
Thank you. Okay, so this is to approve emergency ordinance 2020-08 as amended. Brandy?
Yes.
Taylor?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Chelsea?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, now without further objection, I'll open the floor to some brief comments from the Assembly if there's anything they wanted to add.
Through the chair?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Maybe the clerk can verify this, but this might be good for the listening public audience to hear. I believe if the incident commander or the manager impose, just to use an example, a curfew, I believe the way this ordinance is drafted, the assembly, the elected body, doesn't approve of it, they can reverse that decision. Is that in this provision, in this ordinance?
That's correct, Mr. Mayor. Yep, it is correct.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted the people to hear that, and I thought that was the way it was. I read through it earlier. Thank you.
No, that's a good clarifier for folks listening at home also. Thank you, Mark. Any further comments from people today? Member Norheim,
I guess. I have a question. Go ahead.
Yep, Member Norheim's going to go. Go for it.
I guess just one quick thing about why I'm here and I didn't call in was because I don't like this, and I thought that being here to face any accusers of trying to implement maybe martial law, which is not what we're doing,
correct,
on any level, that we could answer those questions and I wouldn't be hiding behind a phone. Not that that's what anybody else is doing, but that's just how I felt about it as to why I am here.
Thank you, sir. Member Tremblay, go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to speak to more. Thank you for keeping me on track, Parliamentarian. I know that's part of these. Some of my urgency regarding the shelter-in-place terminology and approach that I believe we need to be taking as a borough, emphasis on voluntarily. A lot of this is coming from, I'm so thankful, a Representative Chris Tompkins has been going completely above and beyond with world-renowned experts and national experts on this field. Basically, the people, the experts who are advising the CDC doing the trends for them are helping him with this project. He's created a website, covidactnow.org, and there is an amazing graph. You can click on it. It's a national trends website. And when you go to Alaska, it shows you basically the trajectory that we are on and the different ways that different policies, because they can track this, how different policies will affect social behavior and how quickly they can be in effect. And the big takeaway from the state affairs hearing that happened on Tuesday, again, world, national, renowned experts on this topic, the one place that's had a dramatic drop in infection rate has been Wuhan province, which was horrifying and dystopian as all heck to watch happen. But the same effect can happen with the shelter in place, with the voluntary, you know, just hunker down with your people, go outside into nature, and come back home level. And that does keep us in a thoroughly sustainable rate of infection. The social distancing model, the 3 months of, and this is a 3-month stretch of time span that they're talking about on their website with this model. 3 months of shelter in place keeps us in a sustainable trajectory, and we, you know, things will be different, but things will go on. The 3-month style of Texas style delay and the social distancing does get away from us. And so the social distancing will only get us so far. It will, as this model projects, not quite be enough. And so I want to get people to realize that this is a longer-term thing, and it's really hard. It's so hard to make these choices and these changes in patterns and figuring it all out. And I know that we're already talking behind the scenes about how we can be helping people make this economically and socially sustainable, what this means for our community, for all the economies and all the questions. That's happening. We're trying to have those conversations. We need to hear from you at the assembly at PSRGK.gov how this is impacting you so that we can figure out what we can do on our end to help. But the big point of it is, and I am going to ask that the graph and the imagery be entered into the record onto the website so it's easily accessible for everybody so they can understand kind of what I'm talking about. And it's just a really, really big time, but I'm just feeling really fortunate to be part of this with you all and with such an amazing team in this community. And this community at large is really meeting the moment in such an amazing way, and we should all be really grateful for each other right now.
Thank you, Member Tremblay. Members Morrell, Jensen, or Mucci, anything to add? Okay.
No, I'm fine. Thank you. Okay.
Thanks. Just a closing thought for myself, and I'm going to be a bit briefly repetitive. Did you have your hand up, Member Lynn?
Yeah.
Oh. It was a big thing. I just want us all to know that we're all Petersburg residents. We're all in this together, and look after your neighbors. Look after your family. Help keep each other healthy and safe during this time. And I look forward to waving at you all from greater distances than normal and saying hi, but I'm glad we're all in this together. We'll all do our best. And I guess my final thought would be, I feel very grateful to have Carl Hagerman as our incident commander. He's a really competent individual, and I'm personally very thankful that he's working so hard on this. And, of course, Sandy Dixon. I did not mean to omit her. And the many other people. I could go on and on with that. Just know for those of you listening at home, many people are working very hard. And with that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Moved. Second.
Moved by Member Lynn, second by Member Norheim. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.